to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber here for this girls' matchup between your Amity Warriors and the Dayton Pirates. Amity comes into this with a 15-3 record overall, 7-0 in the PacWest Conference. Dayton 2-16, 1-6 in conference. And it's a big night, Ron.
It is a big night.
This is the biggest night of the season for these Warrior girls, because Ellie McMullen is back on the floor, folks.
Just a minute.
Hey, Natashi!
Ron's helping out our AD. Ellie McMullen coming off an ACL tear last March at the state tournament in the second round game. She played just over 1.5 games at the state tournament, made first team All-State.
Yeah.
Tremendous outside shooter. I think last year was the best outside shooter in 3A basketball for the girls. Wicks is good, but Wicks not as high a percentage shooter. She gets her points other ways. Ellie, the best pure outside shooter in the state. You bring that back into this lineup in a team that's already established themselves as a top four team. They're right there. You've got Banks and Corbett at the top, and then Sutherland, who the Warriors have beat twice, ranked third, and then the Warriors. And so this is a pretty exciting night to get her back, a chance to hopefully build an early lead and then be able to really work her in. She's not going to start tonight. Judd's going to bring her in and kind of let her get, I think, my guess is a pretty short shift initially to kind of get those jitters out, 2-3 minutes, back to the bench and then back in, hopefully in the second half to get some extended time. Defensively, he's going to protect her, not put her at the top of the 1-3-1 where she was phenomenal last year. So pretty exciting.
She talked to
me.
She talked to me. She says, I've been running 17s and I've been doing lots of running, but I scrimmaged last night for the first time and I was short of breath several times.
Yeah, there is in shape and then there is game shape, and those two things are not the same at all in basketball.
Well, while you were talking about her shooting, they were playing 3-on-2 and she's just buried two three pointers.
So they said last, so I was talking to one of the Nisley girls before practice or before the game, and we were talking about this, and she said, he's not going to fist bump me, is he?
I don't know.
You know why he's not. This is the guy I waved off that threatened to kick me out for waving off his call. Anyway, so I'm talking with one of the Nisleys before the game, and I said, you excited? She goes, yeah. She goes, we want Ellie to bust that first shot from the Warrior head. That's their goal, is to get her a 25-footer to start things off. And I'll tell you what, if she comes out and buries her first three-pointer, this place is going to go crazy, and there are going to be some tears flowing from some emotionally invested people around here. It's been a long comeback for her, missed all soccer season and all of basketball season up until now. But you're right, she's been working her tail off, a lot of it individual, and just recently starting to be able to do more team-related activities. So, very exciting. Big night for Warrior basketball. If we can get Ellie back and playing even at 80% of what she was last year, what that does to this depth on this team is phenomenal.
She really could go the whole game without scoring, just providing leadership on the floor and direction and that extra coach that's on the floor. And the experience of playing, this is her fourth year of playing varsity basketball.
Yep. Nope, she's been a starter for 4 years. This will be the first time she's, I think, played a game in high school where she hasn't started.
Yeah.
So that's a little strange for her, but I don't think she cares at this point. So the Warriors will start their normal starting five or their semi-normal starting five, because it alternates between Megan and Kylie, who starts. So tonight it'll be Megan Scharf along with Sarah Grove, Eliza, and A.D. Nisley, Maya Harzma for Dayton. They're going to run out there. Renica Oliveira, Taylor Wilson, who's back after being out for quite a while with a broken collarbone or something. I don't remember what it was. It was collarbone. Melissa Arroyo, who's probably their best athlete out there, Riley Hedgecock and Valen Guthrie. So we've got about 6.5 minutes to go here before we get started. So we'll take another break here for a couple minutes and be back with some more thoughts about looking ahead at maybe districts and state a little bit and kind of plotting the course for these Warrior girls. This is KLYC, 1260 AM, McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. 3:15 or so to go here before the starting lineups. Warriors versus the Dayton Pirates. Girls varsity action coming up here at about 6 p.m. We're going to be a little after that, probably, before we get going. And, the big news, the big story tonight. The Amity Warriors with Ellie McMullen coming back with her incredible shooting range. We're watching her warm up right now. She's at about 22 feet. It looks pretty comfortable, Ron. Last year, she was burying stuff from 26, 27 feet during games.
Yeah.
And her range is really tremendous. Wearing that big brace on her knee, that's a bigger issue on the defensive end than it is on the offensive end. Because it hurts your lateral mobility, not your ability to shoot. It might interfere with going between your legs with the ball, though. Uh-huh. I don't know. I have played with a brace on, but it's been a long time. I don't remember. But
didn't we watch that girl from Sutherland? Didn't Wicks have a brace on when she was playing? One of those girls were.
Not Wicks. Somebody else did. Yeah.
Somebody you saw was.
I mean, it used to be common, right? They blow out an ACL. They play with a brace the rest of their life. Now, at like the NBA and college level, they blow out an ACL. The next year they come back, they don't even wear a brace a lot of times.
Wow.
And then, of course, you get to the NFL, and all the linemen have braces on to prevent knee injuries, especially those MCL, LCL, side-to-side. Well, Ron and I are both Ron joined me in mourning this last weekend as his Niners embarrassed themselves on national television by not blocking Hassan Reddick for some reason or trying to put a tight end on him, leading to their quarterback getting absolutely crushed and their hopes being dashed upon the rocks of an inferior pass blocking scheme.
I'm going to say that's all on the coach.
It is. I have no idea
how
what they were thinking.
How could you not watch them play and know that guy, he's like second or third.
And a half sacks.
He's second or third in the league in sacks.
Yeah, no secret how good he is. It was bizarre. I was watching that game and I'm like, we were sitting at a grain station, Reagan and Natalie and I, and we're watching it on the TV there, and I saw that play and I'm like, as the play's happening, I'm like, what in the world are they doing trying to block him with a tight end? And about that time, your quarterback just gets crushed. Like, absolutely crazy. All right. Megan Scharf going to do our national anthem. So we'll invite you to join us in listening in to her. All right. We're going to get starting lineups here. Mamity High School, home game for the Warriors tonight. Warriors in their home white uniforms with Warrior blue trim along with some gray piping on that. Dayton will be on their road uniforms that are all black with maroon numbers with a little bit of white outline on them. And their basketball shorts look like a men's volleyball short, don't they? Oh, sorry, I've got you down. Sorry. Ron agrees with me. Yes, they do.
And if you watch college teams, a lot of them are going away from the long down on their legs. And if they do have the long down on their legs, one, you see the girls have them all rolled up and got them up as short as they can get them.
I know. I know. Everybody wants them short again like it's the 80s, Ron.
70s, 60s.
Oh, we don't want to go back to the 70s shorts in basketball.
They were satin, too, besides. Remember that?
Well, if you had the good ones, I remember the cotton ones that... No, they were polyester back in the middle school. We had hand-me-downs at Chenoweth Middle School, I'm sure. Really ugly green with white trim. They were hideous. All right, for Dayton, it's Renica Oliveira, a junior, senior Taylor Wilson back from an injury. Melissa Arroyo and Riley Hedgecock, a couple of sophomores, and then Valen Guthrie, also a sophomore. And honestly, Hedgecock is the only one that could score last game, Ron. She hit a couple of threes on us. She's about 5'10", maybe, and actually has the ability to knock down that three-point line. For the Warriors tonight, Aidy Nisley, Maya Harzma, Eliza Nisley, Sarah Lynn Grove, and Megan Sharp. Phil Lopez on the PA mic tonight. It's kept him out of trouble in basketball games, Ron. So these two teams met once earlier this year. It did not go well for Dayton. Warriors won that game by a score of 79-26. That is the highest scoring game the Warriors have had this year, along with 79 against Jefferson. I don't think they've cracked 80, so maybe tonight's the night for 80. Jed McMullen, head coach. So your rotation coming off the bench tonight, you're going to have Kylie Kendall, Alyssa McMullen, Ellie McMullen, and then Kylie Wilson's been getting some minutes as well. We're ready to jump center. It's going to be Hedgecock and Grove jumping center out there.
Standing room only.
Yep, it'll fill in even a little bit more. But
the boys game.
Yep.
Yeah.
People still coming from work and things.
I think they have those little kid cheerleading things.
They
tonight.
Do. Yeah, that's true. Warriors win the tap easily. Eliza with it, brings it across half court to the Warrior head. Warriors going right to left in front of us here in the first half. Maya with it. They come out and double her, get it to 80, swing it in the corner. Eliza back to 80 on the left wing. Bounce pass. Tried to go to Grove on the baseline. Grove had cut in, and 80 made that, committed to that pass a little too quick. So the Warriors turn it over here initially. They come out in their full court pressure. Grove gets a tip. Controlled by Arroyo, throws it ahead and out of bounds. That's what the pressure will do to you right there. Grove tips that first one, and then it creates paranoia when you go to make your next pass. You're nervous. Warriors with the ball in the front court. Swing it over to Eliza Nisley down on the right wing. Now to Grove on the baseline, back to 80 for three. No good. Maya tips out of bounds. Dayton basketball. Warriors empty on their first two trips down the floor. One turnover, one missed shot for the Warriors. Back in this full court. 1-2-2 pressure. 1-3-1 pressure, I guess it is. They break it this time. Wilson over the head and gotta call that reach-in foul. 80 had that knocked away before Guthrie reached across her and fouled her, knocking the ball off of 80. Almost a steal there by Grove again. Arroyo to Guthrie. Swings it cross court. Three-pointer there. Missed. Wilson inside, puts it up and in. And they've got the first basket of the game for Taylor Wilson. She wasn't with them when we played them at their place. She's a good ball player, good athlete. Harzma into the lane, foul on the drive. They're going to give her two shots. That ball never went in the direction of the basket, Ron.
Don't you watch the JV boys game?
I did.
These two did the JV boys game. There's a rough game. I mean,
yep.
It was both ways. It was even. I mean, 39-38, and the referees didn't affect the game.
No, what affected the game was, us not handling a 1-point lead very well. Harzma misses the first one, rims it in and out. She'll have one more coming. Slow start for the Warriors here. 1:20 into the first quarter. Haven't scored yet. And they have still not scored as Harzma misses a pair. Wonder if everybody else is nervous about Ellie coming back tonight. They feed inside, knocked away, stolen by Grove. Grove pivots and gets it up to Eliza across half court, top of the key. Swings it to 80, back to Eliza on top, over to Harzma on the right angle. Down low, back out. 80 with it to Eliza at the foul line, hooks it back out and throws it away. A lot of energy on the defensive end for the Pirates early here.
They're going to have to go to McMullins because there's the shooters are not on the floor.
Well, either that or you got to get 80 going. She can shoot that three. In the corner, Guthrie with it, knocked out of bounds by Eliza. Yeah, we do have the little kids' halftime cheerleading demonstration at the half of this game. We got a delay of game warning. I didn't hear what, did she say that Eliza crossed that baseline? Hedgecock gets it into Guthrie. Out on top, Wilson for three. No good. Rebound strong inside, knocked away from Sharp. Little short jumper missed, and Grove with the rebound. That was a miss by Oliveira. Eliza to 80, off of her hands. It's loose. She gets it back. Back out to Eliza. Hands to Harsman. She'll settle things down.
It's a pretty aggressive 1-2-2.
Little penetration and a kick out to Eliza. Goes baseline to Sharp. Lays it up. Missed, almost missed the rim completely. Would have way too strong with that. There's a steal by 80. Takes it in. She was hammered. No call, but she gets the basket. My goodness.
They didn't call those in the boys' game.
Right across the arm as she was going up. Wilson working against his pressure, throws it ahead to Guthrie. Guthrie goes down low. Hedgecock, they double her, knocked away, and it's loose, picked up by Grove. Another steal for Grove, that's her second. Harsma on top. Over to 80, back to Harsma on the right angle. Skips it over to Eliza, fakes the three. Back to Harsma on the right angle. Eliza pops out on the right corner for it. Debating about driving, gives it back to Harsma, now gets it back. Harsma skips it over to 80. Looked at the three, didn't want to take it. To Eliza down low. Grove, 10-footer. No good. Rebound, Wilson. No, Arroyo, excuse me, with the rebound. Gets it to Oliveira, hooks a pass over to Wilson. Wilson, stolen by Harsma. She tries to make the pass, and then Wilson hip checks her out of bounds. A really bad foul by Wilson there. People that arrive late get the glare. People that arrive late. Late arrivers. People that think they're too good to be here for the beginning of the game.
That's hay from the cows I had to feed before we came.
Dan and Nikki Ashby showing up 3.5 minutes into the first quarter as if feeding cows is an excuse. High post, Sharp with it. Oh, down low, Grove lays it up and in. Great pass. Assist, Megan Sharp. Grove with the basket, 4-2 Warriors. Arroyo gets it to Oliveira. Oliveira hooks a pass to Guthrie. Guthrie back out to Oliveira in the center circle. Knocked away by Grove. Oliveira gets it back. Bounce pass Guthrie for three. Good. She didn't, I don't think, scored last game against us. 5-4, Dayton on top by one. High post, Grove swings it. Down low, Sharp. Bullies her way in. Shot blocked and knocked out of bounds. And it hit 80, who was standing out of bounds. And here we go. Ellie and Alyssa coming into the game. And a nice round of applause from the Warrior fans. Exciting moment for Ellie. So, Warriors with the ball, or excuse me, on defense here, 1-3-1. We get it over to Oliveira. Oliveira, Alyssa up on her, down low, off the hands, and controlled on the sideline. Back up to Oliveira. She sends it down. 80 knocks it away. Lobbed inside, knocked away by Ellie, and picked up by Alyssa. Warriors with the ball. Alyssa, who's been their leading scorer this year, to 80. Looking back door, not there. Picked off and stolen by Oliveira. Got to take better care of the basketball. Arroyo with it. Alyssa picks her up over to Oliveira. Back to Arroyo. 18-footer. No good. Rebound. There's a foul inside called on number three, Quinlan. Maddie Bunn also into the game. 3:02 left to go first quarter. 5-4 Dayton with the early lead. Taylor.
10.
Warriors with the ball. 80. Head to Alyssa, left corner three. Buries it. Oh, my goodness. There's no stopping that McMullen girl. Alyssa takes her first shot and drains it. Arroyo, right angle. Skips it over to Oliveira on the left angle. Back to Arroyo on the right side. Wants to drive. Cut off by 80. Stolen by a Grove as she drops down and steals it. Grove ahead to 80. 80. Grove. Bounce pass. McMullen lays it up and in. Ellie McMullen with her first basket of the year. That'll help the nerves. 9-5 Warriors. Just like that, we got a little spark going here, Ron. Arroyo, front court on the right side. Twister pivot foot, no call there. Gets it to Oliveira and knocked away. Almost stolen by the Warriors. McMullen, or Alyssa, now I gotta use first names. Alyssa pressuring Arroyo out top. Bounce pass to Oliveira. Oliveira hooks it back over to Arroyo. Drives right, pulls up from 12. No good. Bunn with the rebound. Hooks it back out. McMullen, Ellie type, knocks it away. 9-5 Warriors, 1:49 left to go. Maya out, Eliza in.
What do you think about what that means to your bench to add her just one more, you know,
Oliveira,
very capable player.
Arroyo with it back to Oliveira. Shoots a three. No good. Grove battling inside. Gets the rebound away from Shohanek. Eliza to Ellie. Back to Eliza. Boy, they'd like to get Ellie a three here. Down in the corner. Try to feed Grove. Knocked away. Shohanek with a steal. McMullen almost stole it back. Knocked it out of bounds. Into the game for the Pirates, number 21, Hedgecock coming back in. She'll get Bun out. Minute 25 to go first quarter. 9-5 Amity on top. Oliveira with it in the front court. Gives it up to Guthrie. Guthrie high post. Shohanek in the corner to Oliveira on the left side. Finds a cutter. Guthrie gets in, misses, and rebound by 80. Good pressure defense there by Eliza coming across to affect that shot, I think. In the corner, McMullen for three. That's Alyssa, no good. Rebound, Shohanek. Shohanek to Guthrie. Still 9-5 Warriors, under a minute to go here. Guthrie, knocked away, stolen by Alyssa. Alyssa will take that one in and lay it up and in. She's got five. 11-5 Warriors. Her defense on top of this 1-3 run, Ron. It's spectacular, for lack of a better word. She's just so active and picking her spot so well. Arroyo on the left corner drives, throws up an awkward shot. Grove with another rebound. She's got about four of those. There's a push ahead to 80. 80 wants to drive, leaves it for Eliza for three. Hits it, Eliza! Nicely! Buries the three. No thinking about it. Just catch it and shoot it. 14-5 Warriors. Opening up a lead here with 10 straight points. Oliveira to Guthrie. 1 second. Heaves one. No good for Oliveira. And after one quarter, the Warriors with a 14-5 lead over the Pirates. This is KOYC. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Start of the second quarter here from Amity High School. 7 turnovers for the Dayton Pirates in the first quarter, 4 for the Warriors. A little sloppy for Amity. They don't want 16 turnovers against a team like this. Into the game for the Warriors, Kylie Kendall. See who else is in the game here. Honestly, you can't tell looking at the huddle. It's a muddle. Right? You wait and see.
I think Ellie's out.
I think Grove is out also.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nisley, Alyssa McMullen, Harzma, and Kendall on the floor for the Warriors.
I love it. When your star shooter's going, Dad.
Yeah. Oliveira, bounce pass to Arroyo by the Warrior head, skips it over to Guthrie on the left angle. She goes back, McMullen, two-hand rejects that, but it comes back to Guthrie. And then McMullen with a steal, hands it to 80. Or 80 drives hard, hooks it to Eliza, alley-oops it up, no good. gets off the floor, knocks it away, picked up by Oliveira. Oliveira throws ahead to Wilson. Wilson, Warriors get back so fast. Wilson, frustrated, gets it on top to Guthrie for three. No good. Long rebound, Oliveira. 17-footer. No good. Kendall with the rebound. Kendall pushing, throws ahead to McMullen. McMullen will take a long two and rims that in and out. Jet's like, hey, shoot the lay-in. You doing pulling up, especially for a 19-and-a-half footer with your foot on the line. Not a good shot selection by Alyssa. She may be a great shooter, but that's just not a great shot. Foul on 89. The first foul of the game on the Warriors, Ron. That's hard to believe.
Well, they've
played aggressive.
They're a lot better with their hands.
They've come a long way, haven't they?
Yes. Double dribble.
Yep.
He
got it for carry. Yep. That was a good call. Royal with a little carry going through traffic there. And again, that's caused by McMullen and that defense at the top kind of getting in the way, making you have to change your dribble a little bit. They don't have a great ball handler.
No.
It's not like you're dealing with the Wicks girl. Warriors with the ball, up 14-5, a minute gone here in the third quarter. Terrible pass, ends up in the hands of Alyssa anyway.
Kylie
didn't know it was to her. She was trying to set a screen. Harsman trying to give her a pass. Warriors not very sharp with their passes here early. There's one knocked away. We get it back. It's Eliza with it. Drives, kicks to Alyssa, drives baseline, gives it back to Eliza, operating down low, ball knocked out of bounds by Guthrie. Warriors basketball on the baseline. Jed says what he wants.
Okay. Our new gym will have room for traffic because this gym has just gotten worse and worse every year.
Well, I don't think the gym has changed, but.
No, it's just people.
A lot of people.
It's the fans that have changed.
Entertainment, man, in a small town.
Yeah.
Alyssa over to Eliza. Eliza back to Alyssa for three.
Could be.
Halfway down, won't stay. Harsman with the rebound, lays it up, misses that one. And the rebound by Guthrie. Guthrie gets it to Oliveira. Oliveira picked up by McMullen, throw it ahead. It's Arroyo, pulls up from mid-range, misses that. And the rebound by 80. Such a good rebounder for her size. Eliza yelling out instructions as she goes, trying to hit Alyssa. Tight ropes out on top. Kendall for three. No good. Battling inside. It's Wilson with it. She rips through, and she'll bring it up herself. Wilson works to the left side. Bounce pass to Guthrie. Guthrie on top of Arroyo. Arroyo swings it. Oliveira for three. No good. Rebound tipped. Arroyo with the rebound and puts it up and in. Arroyo's first basket of the game. It's 14-7 Warriors. Nisely in the corner to McMullen. McMullen with it. Back to Eliza in the corner. Eliza for some help. They double. She gets it out to 80. 80 controls out by the center circle. Goes down low. Back out. 17-footer. McMullen won't go. Rebound. Eliza bounce pass to 80. Lays it up and in. What a vision by Eliza. Saw her sister on the other side of the key. Able to feed her for the easy basket. 16-7 Warriors. There's a ball tipped away by McMullen. Stolen by Harsma. She will out-accelerate and go in. She is hammered by Oliveira. And Maya will go to the line to shoot too. Look, Maya is the most unflustered person ever. She goes in, lays it up, gets hammered. No change in expression whatsoever. Just walks to the line. She is completely nonplussed out there about whatever happens. Misses the free throw though. She's 0 for 3 tonight. Ellie back in along with Sharp. Ellie gets Alyssa and 80 out. Ellie conferring with Eliza, making sure they've got their defensive responsibilities figured out. 5:13 to go, second quarter. 16-7 Amity on top. It'd be nice to see a free throw go in, and that one does for Maya. Warriors up by 10. Oliveira, bounce pass over to Arroyo. Back to Oliveira on the cut through, bound to the right corner. Arroyo finds Guthrie cutting down the lane, hooks it up and in. That's a good play right there. Guthrie gets the little hook lay-in to go. 17-9 Warriors. Eliza drives, scoops, fouled, scores! Saw a little opening in that defense and just exploded through that seam. 19-9 Warriors.
That's the third foul on 10.
Yes, it is. That's what's up there on the board. Isaac's got that. That'll get her out. That hurts them. She's there. best athlete on the floor. She and Arroyo. Eliza hits a free throw. She's got six in the game, leading all scorers now. Eliza out, Grove in. A lot more of a rotation now.
Yeah.
Part of that is getting Ellie a chance, I think, also to play with different groupings because she hasn't been out there. Warriors in there, 1-3-1 with Grove on top. Arroyo feeds, stolen by Scharf. Good job by Megan to play that passing lane. Gets it to Megan, or gets it to Maya. Maya to Ellie in the corner. Back to Maya on the cut through. Oh, she was going to pass to Grove. Lost the ball, stolen by Arroyo. Thrown ahead. Guthrie. Blocked by Kendall. Guthrie saves it back in. Shohanek out to Oliveira on top. Skip pass over to Guthrie. Fakes the three. Yeah, I got away with an extra step there. Out to Oliveira for a deep three. No good. Oh. Kendall tips to Grove. Grove pushing hard the other way. Got a two-on-one. If she hurries, bounce pass to Ellie. Ellie stops. She chases the ball down in the corner. Back to Scharf down low. Out to Ellie.
Could be three.
Oh. No good. Grove with the rebound. She's blocked by Arroyo. I guess a clean block. Arroyo with it in the front court. Works right. Harzma cuts her off. Back out on top. Three-pointer for Oliveira. Good. Oliveira with her first basket of the game. Jed wants a timeout. No. Take that back.
They got it.
Dayton wants a timeout. Coach Rogers wants a full one. We'll take a quick break. 2012 Warriors when we come back. Amity Warrior basketball, 3:42 left to go in the first half. The Amity Warrior girls on top of Dayton, 20-12. As they're letting Dayton kind of hang around a little bit with some missed opportunities.
They're improved. They're improved since the last time we played them.
Absolutely. But
defensively especially. Defensively especially.
But boy, they're not deep. And they're on their bench right now because Bunn is in the game for Wilson, who's got three fouls. Warriors will have the ball coming out of this timeout. On the floor for Amity, it's Ellie McMullen. You heard me right, Ellie McMullen. Maya Harzma, Megan Scharf, Kylie Kendall, and Sarah Lynn Grove. This is a big lineup for the Warriors. You got your three tallest players out there.
Yeah.
On the floor at the same time. Harzma down in the corner, Kendall. Back to McMullen, on top to Harzma. McMullen takes a three. Yep. She airballed that one. That was about 2 feet short. Pass ahead to Guthrie. Pulls up mid-range. Fouled.
Kendall.
Coming from behind on the side there. What were you going to say there, Ron, before I...
Well, I think it's important in the next five games she gets a lot of play and gets as many shots up as she can because it's, game speed is not practice speed, and she hasn't played since February.
March.
Yeah, first week of March.
Yep. But, yeah, it's 11 months, basically.
And game speed is a whole lot different than...
And just getting your legs under you, right? Getting your game legs for shooting. Alyssa back in, Ellie out, and Eliza in. So it's 80 Eliza, Alyssa McMullen, Megan Scharf, and Sarah Lynn Grove. So Kendall out as well. Giving her little chunks right now. Mm-hmm. Guthrie hits a pair. She's got 7 points in the game, leading scorer. Eliza in the corner to McMullen. Back to 80. 80 on top. Grove swings it to Eliza. Down low. McMullen should have just taken that three probably. Eliza with the drive. Hooks it. 80 catches it on the right side. She's fouled. No call. Out on top. Grove with good hustle. Saves it to McMullen. Back to Eliza. Over to 80. Fakes the three. Drives. Down low, tried to get it to Scharf, turned it over to Arroyo. Should have gone out in the corner to McMullen on that pass instead of trying to feed the post. 20-14, knocked out of bounds by Eliza. At some point though, the magic is going to end here for Dayton. The Warriors are going to go on another spurt like they did at the end of the first quarter, and this game's going to be a problem. There's a steal by McMullen. If she can get it, she does. Takes it in, hooks it up, and in. Tough shot, actually. 7 points for Alyssa. So three steals for her now. She's had several. Arroyo swings it over to Quinlan. On top, Guthrie penetrates, dishes to Arroyo, goes baseline into the middle of the floor. It's Bunn and She relieves it over to Shelhonik and scores. Ah, broken play. Warriors had some chances at a steal there. Didn't get it. McMullen, left corner three, buries it. Alyssa McMullen's got 10. My goodness.
It's like Steph Curry-ish. I mean, if you're
really
open,
is.
If you're open, that's a good fast break shot. It's
and that
better.
Corner three, oh,
it's better than a force. Uh-oh, we got her.
Got 80 or Eliza. Eliza reaching in there or with a leg. 25-16, 1:47 to go here in the second quarter.
Checking back in for the Pirates, Brenda Oliveira.
Harzma in, Scharf out, and you're back to your speed lineup now. Nisley, Harzma, McMullen, and Grove. This is your excellent pressure lineup right here. Quinlan on top, gives it to Oliveira. Oliveira works left, top of the key, tipped, knocked away by McMullen, stolen by Harzma.
She's, oh my goodness.
Oh my! How do you not call that?
She just checked her. Don't yell at him.
Well, yeah. Did you see him look for another opportunity to make up that call? He knows his partner blew it.
Yeah.
Wow. Tremendously bad missed call there right in front of the official with a hip check. In the corner, McMullen fakes the three. Gives it back to Harzma. 80 to Eliza. Down low, Harzma, or McMullen buries the 12-footer on the baseline. She's got 12 in the first half, Ron. What else is new, right?
Well,
it's just leading scorer on the team. Comes off the bench. Just a dead-eye knockdown shooter. There's a steal by 80 on the ball reversal. She takes it in hard,
oh,
and
man.
She is fouled.
He didn't
call that again?
Just,
oh, my goodness. This is what got me in trouble, Ron. This is why I waved him off.
That's exactly.
Now you know what I'm talking about.
I know.
If you've been following along in the Amity Warrior basketball saga this year, folks, you know what I'm talking about. There was an official that I waved off because his call was so bad, and he threatened to kick me out of my own gym. He has not blown the whistle twice on obvious fouls.
Oh.
He's
that
had to
call.
Be bailed out. This guy, yeah, he made it from the other side of half court because he could see it, but this guy couldn't see it. And the other guy, the referee right in front of us here, had to blow a makeup call because he blew the first one. They didn't call it. Oh, my goodness. Did we get that free throw?
Yes.
And we got that one, too. 80 with a pair. Nice job by 89. 6 points in the game for her. Warriors up 29-16. Tell you what, folks.
Scoreboard.
This official gets my adrenaline up. Gets me a little fired up. There's a steal by the Warriors.
Eliza.
Eliza with that steal. She's got the ball on the wing. Back on top. She gets it back down in the corner to McMullen. Looking for Eliza on the cut.
Got it.
Lays it over to Grove for the lay-in. What a pass. Eliza to Sarah for the lay-in.
McMullen makes that work because they can't leave
can't
her.
Sag off. Yep. You work that out of the corner when you got a knockdown three-point shooter in the corner. There's a tip and a steal by McMullen. Her fourth steal of the first half. Gets it back. Looks ahead. She's got 80. Lays it up and in. That's what they'll do to you, folks. They will run you out of the building. 33-16. Ron, it was 20-14 when I said it's just a matter of time.
It's just a run.
13-2 run from that point on. In the corner. Oliveira with it. Dumps it to Hedgecock. Drives left.
Double dribbled.
Lost it. Got it back. Lost it again. Grove with the steal. That's the end of the first half, folks. Warriors flexing their considerable defensive and transition muscle to go up 33-16 at the half.
So this is exactly the way we played last year. Remember, they'd have these runs. They'd go on these like 10-point, 14, 15-point runs.
Yeah. All right. We got some little kids that are going to perform some cheerleading with the high school cheerleaders. They did a camp last weekend, and now they are doing a routine with the high school cheerleaders. Pretty special for these young elementary kids. We're going to take a break and be back in just a few minutes with some halftime numbers for you. Jed McMullen Electric would like to thank the Amity community for all their support over the past 10 years. As Amity alumni, Jed and Kim are proud to support all Warrior athletics and activities. McMullen Electric, your hometown electrical contractor. Call 503-435-9487 for all your electrical needs.
Did you know that the health of your teeth and mouth has a direct impact on your body's overall health? This makes regular dental visits very important. Copper Dental, the office of Dr. Melinda Judd, located on 2nd Street in McMinnville, is a great office to receive this regular care. At Copper Dental, they strive to treat every patient in a friendly and professional manner. There are also two golden retrievers, Copper and Rusty, who are there to greet and help calm patients every day. Copper Dental accepts many dental insurance plans, so if you're looking for a friendly dental office and you love dogs, this may be the place for you. Mention this ad when calling to schedule your new patient appointment. The staff at Copper Dental, and especially Dr. Judd, want to shout out Go Warriors! Organ Equipment Sales, formerly known as OVS, is a one-stop shop for all your ag equipment needs. They carry full lines of Kubota, Land Pride, Steel, and Honda Power Equipment. With two locations conveniently located outside of McMinnville and Aurora, OES is there to help in any way they can. With parts, sales, and service departments, they can get you back up and running as quickly as possible. Contact them at 503-435-2700 or online at orequipmentsales.com. DNA Physical Therapy and Athletics is located at 516 South Trade Street in Amity. At DNA, our doctor of physical therapy has extensive experience training and treating athletes. We never use aids or assistants, so you will spend your appointment one-on-one with your PT. If you need to work on your game or have an injury you need to work through, call DNA at 971-708-6113 and let them unleash your dynamic, natural athlete. Did you know that the health of your teeth and mouth has a direct impact on your body's overall health? This makes regular dental visits very important. Copper Dental, the office of Dr. Melinda Judd, located on 2nd Street in McMinnville, is a great office to receive this regular care. At Copper Dental, they strive to treat every patient in a friendly and professional manner. There are also two golden retrievers, Copper and Rusty, who are there to greet and help calm patients every day. Copper Dental accepts many dental insurance plans, so if you're looking for a friendly dental office and you love dogs, this may be the place for you. Mention this ad when calling to schedule your new patient appointment. The staff at Copper Dental, and especially Dr. Judd, want to shout out, Go Warriors!
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Halftime here from Amity High School. Just had a great little demonstration of the junior cheerleaders doing the camp with Coach Niseth. What were there? 50 of them out there?
Oh, easily 50.
I mean, half the gym floor was packed. It was awesome. That'll thin the gym out a little bit, though. We'll have a lot of parents leaving now. Take their kids home on a school night. 33-16 at halftime. Amity with the lead in this girls' varsity action. Leading scorer for the Warriors. How shocking is this? Alyssa McMullen had 12. 89 Isaac with 8, Eliza with 6, Sarah with 4, Ellie McMullen with 2, and Maya Harzma with a point. For Dayton, Valen Guthrie led the way with 7 points. Warriors had 2 spurts in that game, Ron. They had one in the near the end of the first quarter and one at the end of the second quarter. And other than that, it was pretty much an even game except for those, what, probably 4 or 5 minutes total. Out of 16 minutes belonged to the Warriors. They ended the half on a 13-2 run to get this 17-point lead. Just a very dominating defensive performance on both of those runs. That's what triggered it, was turnovers turning into points going the other way.
16 turnovers for them, and we really cut down our turnovers in the second quarter.
Well, they had 9 in the first quarter and 7 in the second quarter. We had 4 in the first quarter and?
I think just 1.
Yeah, we didn't turn it over much. I know that.
Maybe 2. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
So... great effort by the Warriors. Great to see Ellie McMullen out there getting a couple of short stints, 2, maybe 3 minutes tops at a time, and just a chance to kind of get her legs back. After a year, 11 months of not playing basketball, there's a lot of mental as well as physical recovery to do to get you back into playing basketball.
Yeah, just a confidence to jump in the air. And, you know, she jumped once or twice for a rebound, so she...
And she's had one real practice, right?
Last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you think about it, I mean, even if you just haven't played during soccer season, and you come out, have a practice, and then try to scrimmage or play a game, it's ugly, right? I mean, you're not there yet. And, you know, she's dealing with that times multiple, you know, times 3 in terms of time having gone by, plus the physical part to get over. It'll take her a few games, I think, to get back to what we expect and know that she can do.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, we got about 4 minutes to go here before the start of the third quarter. We'll take a break and be back after a few messages here on KLYC McMinnville. Fans, 8 minutes to go. Warriors throw it away immediately. Guthrie with the steal gets it to Wilson, who's playing with three fouls. Arroyo.
Double dribble.
Yeah, he got it. Guy on the baseline missed it, of course. Not his call.
This guy's a good ref.
You know,
he did the JV game.
Both of these guys. I mean, the guy that showed up for the varsity is the worst of the three officials. And it's not even close, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Not that I have a grudge or anything, but hypo, sharp, turns. Should have just shot the ball. Jump ball instead. That'll be Dayton Ball in possession. She had a wide open shot, and that's what Jed's telling her. She looks at the sideline. Just shoot that. You're 12 feet from the basket. Just knock it down, or, you know, maybe we'll get a rebound. You got the Nisley girls out there and Grove, great rebounders. Don't be afraid to shoot the ball. Arroyo, stolen by Grove. Grove hooks a pass over to 80. 80 takes it in.
Oh.
High off the glass, miss. Grove with the rebound, puts it back, no good. And Arroyo with the board. Arroyo throws ahead. Guthrie fakes the three. Traveled. Hey, he got one right. I just want to give him a nice big round of applause for getting a call right. I'm so proud of him.
Calm down.
I might be the only person clapping.
Calm down.
All right. I'm just proud that he got the call right. Happy for him. In the corner, Grove with it. Back out Harzma on top. 80 swings it to Eliza. Thinks about the three. Takes it. No good. Wilson with the board. They throw long ahead. Oliveira shuffled her feet. No call. There's a missed shot by Guthrie. And jump ball between Scharf and Oliveira. Warriors basketball in the alternating possession. Warriors basketball, 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Nobody has scored yet in this quarter. Scharf turns, shoots from 12, no good. This is why you do it. Grove with the rebound, back out to Nisley. To Harzma on top. Back to Eliza on the right wing. Down low, Grove on the baseline. Harzma on the wing.
Oh,
goes
whoa.
Between the legs of Guthrie to 80. 80 to Eliza, skips over to Harzma. I don't know if that was intentional or not. To Grove, feeds nicely, bounce pass Scharf, lays it up,
fouled.
Yeah, what a
guess
pass.
Guess who called it?
I'm telling you, Ron. I'm telling you. The only reason he got the call right down here is because he forgot which team he doesn't like.
No, I don't think so. I just think he's not watching the same game we are.
So you're going with incompetent versus biased. Okay.
Yeah.
At the line, Scharf will shoot too.
You haven't helped his bias any.
I know. Well,
here we go.
Scharf hits the first one.
It's hard.
I'm making no eye contact with him anymore. I'll just, you know.
He knows where you live.
He knows. Scharf hits a pair of free throws. Nice job, Megan. Buries both of them perfectly. 34-35-16 Warriors. They throw ahead to Oliveira. Oliveira, Warriors get back, steps through.
Oh, man.
They're going to call a foul on that. Wow.
That's a bad call.
Yeah. That one wasn't a very good call. All right.
She didn't move.
That's going to be on Eliza. No, she just stood there, and it was an awkward-looking step through from Oliveira. I mean, who does a step through 12 feet from the basket?
That's kind of anticipation of contact.
I think you're right. Misses the free throw, though, so there's a little justice in this world. Oliveira misses that one. One more coming for the junior guard. This one, she buries. 4 points in the game for Renica. 35-16 Amity. Eliza, a little hesitation dribble to Grove on the baseline. Back to Eliza for three. Hits it! Eliza Nisley has a pair of three-pointers in this game. How does this offense change if she starts becoming a consistent three-point shooter? Cross-court pass to Arroyo. Hooks a pass down low. Knocked away by 80. The anticipation on the backside by both 80 and Eliza is just phenomenal.
Went off them, too.
Yep, we end up with a turnover on it. She knocked it off of the hand or something. But just a great anticipation play on the backside. Because the girl was open when she made the pass. Just wasn't open when the ball got there. Down low. They feed Sharp.
Got it.
Rolling to the basket with the left hand from the high post. Assist by 80 Nisley. 40-17 Warriors. Challenge accepted, getting to 80 tonight. We'll see. Pass over the top of Guthrie and out of bounds. She thought Arroyo was behind her. She pulled her hands back.
You can lose touch with reality real fast here.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're down by 23 right now. Bounce pass. Nicely. Tried to go to 80. It's knocked out of bounds by Guthrie on the weak side. You see Eliza, though, as soon as she caught that ball, a little head fake toward the basket, but she knew where she was going. She was going to wrap that pass around to 80, cutting on the backside. Almost like they've played together a little bit. Taylor Wilson out. 5:25 remaining, third quarter, 40-17 Amity. Harzma gets it out on top. Eliza with the drive, the kick to Sharp in the corner. Back to Harzma on the wing. Harzma to Eliza, high post. They find 80 on the backside, down low, Grove. And she's fouled going up. She bobbled that ball or she would have had a lay-in.
Beautiful pass.
Great bounce pass from from 80 on that left side.
Just easily handled pass. Not at her feet.
That's what we talk about, right?
Yes.
Feed the post with a pass that's easy to handle. Don't make their life hard. It's hard enough in the low post, battling with bodies and footwork, when you have to chase the pass because it's hard to catch. First one good for Grove. 5 in the game for Sarah Lynn, the sophomore post. I don't even know if post is the right word for her.
No.
She just is a player. Hits them both. Warriors have made 7 free throws in a row, Ron.
Well, way to put the next on.
After missing 3 in a row. There's a ball tipped, stolen by Grove. Grove, ahead to 80, out and running. She'll take the right hand, laying up and in. 80 nicely. Assist, Sarah.
I was gonna say, it's going to get out of control real fast.
10 points for 80. 44-17.
Oh.
Ball's loose. They're going to call a foul on Sarah, I think. Good sportsmanship by the Warriors to help Arroyo back up. Nope, it's going to be on 80 nicely. Into the game, the McMullen sisters replace Scharf and 80. 80 got her second foul. Dayton will inbound. Arroyo, top of the key, extended kind of in the corner, gets it back on the wing, tries to feed the high post, knocked away. Shohanek gets it. Shohanek does not want that ball in her hands. Out to Arroyo, deep two. He had a foot on the line. He called it a three, but the air ball pulled down by Eliza. Eliza pushes hard up the other way. Still going. Gets in deep. Oh.
What?
They're going to say she just dribbled that out of bounds.
Where's the noise coming? Somebody else got it. There's their microphone.
I'm going to say that is Dayton basketball. Now they're going to talk. Yeah, Dayton basketball. Ball on the baseline. That was just Eliza got going a little too fast and didn't really have an exit strategy. Got to the baseline and ran out of room.
Can you imagine that, them running too fast?
Used to say, don't be faster than your skill level. Bounce pass to the middle. Guthrie, they try to feed. They get it to Shohanek, back to Quinlan. Guthrie in the left corner picks up her dribble. Knocked away by Grove. Stolen by Grove. Gets it ahead to Alyssa. Alyssa Quinlan on her. Backs it up wisely.
No.
Not wise to pick up her dribble and double dribble, though.
Yeah.
She's laughing.
She shouldn't have picked up her dribble.
No.
Just dribble back to the top and get set up.
Freshman. She made the right decision to put the brakes on. She didn't make the right decision after she put her brakes on. Didn't have a plan.
She'll get it back.
Yep. Guthrie to Oliveira. Oliveira. Ellie D'ing her up. And then Ellie's going to get her first foul of the year. She got her first basket earlier.
A little bit too aggressive.
It's a reach-in foul. Well, she sensed a weakness. You know, how a wolf senses when there's a wounded animal. That's their ball handling. Quinlan down low to Shohanek. Back out to Quinlan and out of bounds. That's what I'm talking about right there. Just sense it. Under 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Warriors up by 27 points. 44-17.
Shohanek is a Amity name.
Yeah, it is. McMullen for three. I think somebody might have affected that one.
Just doesn't get her legs into it right now.
A little slow on her release.
Yeah.
So just got to get in that rhythm. That's okay. This is what this game is for. Out on top, three-pointer missed there by Oliveira. Rebound, Ellie. Gets it to Eliza. Head to Alyssa. Wanted to go to Eliza. Eliza pushes it out on a dive. Get it back to Alyssa for a quick trigger three. No good. Rebound, Harzma inside, and she's fouled. It's going to be Quinlan with the foul. Warriors will inbound right side of the key along the baseline. Here's a chance to get Ellie a three right here. She's camped in that left corner. Jets, oh, they're going to take
Ellie,
a timeout.
Ellie throw it up.
Yep. 30-second timeout. We will stay right here. Oh, this is classic. He's putting Eva Brandon Sanchez into the game, 45. He pulled her off the bench, and she went just like this. You want me to go in? I mean, this look on her face like, I'm going into the game? I've never seen her play. She just had this look like, you're going to put me out there against them?
They do have a few, I don't remember this numbers, but they could almost have a JV team.
Well, they've got some JV players.
Yeah.
The German foreign exchange student that's coming back to visit, was it Claire?
I can't remember.
Good hurdler last year.
Okay.
Back to visit her host family, the Betts. All right, Warriors go four low here. So they're spread out across, two on the block, one on each block, one in each corner on this inbound. Don't be surprised at all. So...
she's got something going on in her arm or something. He's looking it.
So trying to get Brandon Sanchez into the game. That's a hyphenated last name. Eva Brandon Sanchez.
He's got a taped hand or something. There's something going on there that you can't have.
So we can't see what it is on her arm, but she's talking to the official. The coach is there. She has a health bracelet, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's got to be some sort of medical bracelet they're allowing her to keep it on. So it should be taped over, though, but I don't know. Maybe they can't do that. Harzma gets it in. 80, back out to Alyssa. Harzma in the right corner with it. Harzma with a drive. Hooks it up with the left hand and in. Oh, my goodness. Folks, I can't even describe how unlikely it was that she even got a shot off in there. Ball got kind of slapped away. She never really had a good dribble going. Somehow got it up with her left hand. There's a travel on Quinlan because of Harzma's defense. Harzma's still laughing about the shot because it was not her smoothest ball handling exhibition, but because she's got that low dribble and quick hand, she was able to get herself through that traffic. Harzma on the side. Goes in the corner to Alyssa. To Eliza, skips it over, dangerous pass. Harzma with it, bounce pass to Grove with the left hand, up and in.
Nice.
They just move that ball, and then they're always looking for that entry pass.
Huh.
1-3-1, I know, right? It's almost like they've been well coached and they've bought in. But it requires everybody to be constantly, you can't sit, right? You can't wait.
No.
You have to be, there's an air ball missed by Oliveira, thought she got fouled. Eliza throws ahead to 80, or not 80, but Alyssa underneath the Grove misses. McMullen with the rebound, shovels it out. Eliza mid-range, no good. Rebound, Harzma scoops it up. Foul, no call. Oh, my goodness, might have. I might be slow now. That's about the same chances. Guthrie on the wing, out to Bunn, swings it to Oliveira on top. 48-17 Warriors, the ball off the hand of Bunn and out of bounds. Into the game, number 21, Hedgecock and Arroyo. And Kendall going to come back in. Nope, not yet, didn't get her in soon enough. Minute 40 and counting to go, third quarter, 48-17 Warriors. It's a 15-1 period right now. There's a back cut. McMullen lays it up and in. Ellie with the basket. Nice backdoor cut and a good pass from Grove to find her. 50-17. Ball knocked away. Stolen by Eliza up the left side. Looking for people to run with her. Hooks it over to Ellie. Mid-range jumper.
No
short.
Legs.
Yeah.
Just the legs are not in the shot.
And McMullen almost had the steal. It's out of bounds off of her. Here comes Kendall in. She's going to get Ellie out. So just a little 2-3 minute bursts here. Clock! Clock!
He lost about a minute, 30
no,
seconds.
No, he lost probably 15 seconds there, maybe 20.
Here we go. This guy will know.
20 seconds.
What now?
What is he talking about? He's going to make it up in the fourth quarter?
No, he's calling it fourth quarter because we're hit by 30.
No.
No, it's not.
It's not a running clock yet.
I don't know. Well, don't that's know why Isaac about. Let it run.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to until the fourth, right?
Yeah.
Arroyo on top with it.
That's what the ref is coming over.
Working
quarter.
To the right. Bounce pass in. Stolen. Oh, my goodness.
Kicked.
Oh, okay. I thought he called a foul. Like, that was passing lane stuff, but Kendall did get a kick on that. I saw the kick. I didn't think they called it. 40 seconds to go. 50-17. I think that's what he was saying is don't do it until the fourth quarter.
Whoa.
There's Guthrie with a three. She's hit two of those. She's got 10 in the game. High scorer easily. She's got half of their points. Eliza on top. Kendall for three. Buries it!
Kylie Kendall with her first basket of the game.
So many weapons.
Rhythm shot. It was really.
20 seconds to go. 53-20 Warriors. Steal by Eliza. Throws it ahead. Harsman knocks it away. Somehow Hedgecock ends up with it. Pass knocked away. And there's a steal by McMullen.
Wow. Right in front of him.
There,
oh, he called it.
Finally. It took him, took him two fouls before he called one. You see what my problem is, Ron?
Yeah.
You see why I was having a problem? I'm still having a problem. And we're up 53-20. 7 seconds left to go, third quarter, 53-20. Warriors need to hurry if they want to get a shot. Kick into the corner.
Got
McMullen.
It to the shooter.
Didn't have a good look. And we turned it over right before the end of the third
quarter.
She should
have shot it.
Yeah, 53-20, Warriors with a commanding lead. This is Kale Weiss and McMinnville, home of Warrior Sports. Sorry about that, folks. I'm really not paying attention because Dan Ashby is talking to me, and that just messes everything up. People that just jump in and interfere with what you're trying to do on a broadcast.
Gotta have local knowledge.
Complaining that our signs are out of date. They're not out of date. Some of them might be, I don't know.
Well, some of them probably still pay.
Yeah, probably. Dayton with the ball. We start the fourth quarter. Feed the high post.
Yes,
Kylie
sir.
Wilson steals it away. Gets it to Harsma. Over to Knisley.
Look how fast they
Eliza
go.
Drives. Gets down
boom.
Deep. Leaves
oh.
it. Oh, threw it to the wrong player. Nobody was cutting there. I think she thought Alyssa was cutting.
Somebody.
Alyssa was buried in the corner looking for the three. On the right side, Guthrie.
Foul.
Shooting two or three? Three. Not a good foul by Kendall.
Personal foul.
Trying to block that shot from the side, coming from behind a little bit. Doesn't work very well.
It will be running clock.
Yeah, after the foul shots. First one missed by Guthrie. She's really been the whole offense for them. She has 10 points. They have 20 points as a team. Another one coming for the sophomore. Hits that one. She's got one more now. Warriors will move to 16-3, 8-0 in the PacWest Conference. Guthrie hits two out of three. 53-22 Warriors. 2-3, or 3-2 zone, 1-2-2, whatever you want to call it. Kendall for three. Load, a little strong on that one. Missed it by about 2 feet. Pass ahead, Oliveira to Arroyo. Arroyo puts the brakes on at the elbow, and Wilson fouls her from behind. So the clock should run right now, right?
It's supposed to let it run until he comes and does the, tells this.
53-22, and he's going to instruct him. Seven 19 left to go. We should have a running clock here. Arroyo hits the first. Tell you what, if you put Arroyo on a good team, she would be helpful. Because she can play defense. She's athletic. She handles the ball pretty well.
Wilson's a decent player, too.
Misses the second one. Rebound by Wilson. Scoops it up.
Shot.
Misses. Rebound Kendall. Warriors up by a 53-22. Should be 53. Didn't she make the first one?
She made one.
Should be 53-23, I think. Kendall. McMullen, 17-footer,
nope.
Short.
No legs.
Wilson with the rebound. Well,
same thing.
She was kind of in that mid-range, too, which is a little different shot. Arroyo on the left wing with it. Out to Wilson. On top, Oliveira. To Guthrie on the right side. Drives. Loses the ball. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there was no foul there. She just lost it trying to scoop through. They're going to call it on Eliza. On the drive, fourth team foul on the Warriors.
There's the score right now.
Yeah, 53-23, and he says run that clock.
Yeah, it shouldn't stop.
Yeah. Oliveira to inbound. Out on top. Sharp coming in next dead ball. Guthrie gets it to Arroyo. High post, stolen away by McMullen. She's fouled, no call. She turns it over. She had her fifth foul, or fifth steal there. They go inside to Hedgecock. Steps through, loses it, and there's the steal by McMullen again. That's six now. She just got two steals that time down the floor, Ron. Eliza, high post, Wilson, back to Eliza on the cut.
Might have been fouled.
Yeah, or a block, one of the two. Oliveira ahead to Arroyo.
Traveled.
Yep. One extra step going through there. Good defense by Kendall to get back. Sharp in. Eliza out.
Good job, Eliza.
5.5 minutes to go in this one. 53-23 Amity. Commanding lead. It's been a commanding lead since that second quarter burst. That was where this game really ended. With a pretty good run there. Jump ball on the floor. Warriors will retain possession.
Ball stays with the Warriors.
Harsman inbound. She's got Kendall Sharp, Wilson, and Alyssa McMullen in there with her. Harsma, top to Kendall, skips it over to Alyssa. I don't think Alyssa scored this half.
No.
She's only taken a couple shots. There's a blocking foul along the baseline on Bunn. 15 foul on Dayton. Warriors ball out of bounds.
10. Called it on 10.
No, called it on Wilson. Her fourth. Look at the look on her face.
She was... Wasn't
she's
on.
Like, how did I get a foul? I was on the other side this of the floor. Look
fifth,
at her.
Fifth foul.
Look at her.
Look at, he said, wasn't even the right person. It was on a...
It was not on Arroyo either.
She, Arroyo took the foul. Wasn't even here. It's all right. Don't say.
4:29 left to go in the fourth quarter. It wasn't on Arroyo either.
It was on...
It was on Bunn. Oh, my goodness. I've never seen a player be able to tell an official he's wrong. Call it on me instead.
Take the foul so your teammate can stay in the game.
I have never seen that in all my life, Ron. Official makes that call unless another official says it's wrong or that number's not on the floor at all.
Well, the coach yelled. The coach actually talked him into it.
That's crazy. Warriors getting pressured out on top. Harsma works left, kicks to Kendall. This is good practice. Burning a little clock against some pressure. Wilson down low. Sharp back to Wilson. Lays it up and in. Tyler Wilson with the basket. They were working hard to get her that basket.
Yeah.
I like that high-low action and then back to the cutter. Wilson at the high post dumps it to Sharp and then cuts to the basket. The defense looks away. Wilson throws that one out of bounds. 55-23 Warriors. Quinlan in. Got to get somebody out. Somebody's got to leave. The Royals leaving.
Here comes our
80 and Liliana.
Liliana.
So it's right out, Wilson, Sharp, Kendall, and 80 Nisley. 80 running some point over to Sharp down low. They find Wilson again on the cut from Kendall. Kylie Kendall was clapping before that ball went through the hoop. She was so happy with how well that play went. She gets the assist. Quinlan, 3 minutes to go. Bunn high post out to Oliveira. Swing it to Wilson on the right angle. Pulls up, double team there. Back out to Oliveira.
The Warrior,
from way out. Misses that one. Sharp, absolutely obliterated by Guthrie. No call.
Guess where.
Guess who was the official that should have made that call? And that one right there. Oh, my goodness, finally. 2:38 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 57-23, Warriors on top. That's the sixth team foul or seventh team foul? Sixth team foul, I guess. 2:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. 57-23, Warriors. Now we got a timeout taken by Coach Rogers of the Dayton Pirates. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take a break. Warrior basketball will be right back.
Leppin Enterprises is locally owned and operated by distinguished members of the Amity alumni and are proud sponsors of the Amity Athletic Program and School District.
DNA Physical Therapy and Athletics is located at 516 South Trade Street in Amity. At DNA, our Doctor of Physical Therapy has extensive experience training and treating athletes. We never use aids or assistants, so you will spend your appointment one-on-one with your PT. If you need to work on your game or have an injury you need to work through, call DNA at 971-708-6113 and let them unleash your dynamic, natural athlete.
2:17 left to go here from Amity High School, where the Warrior girls lead the Dayton Pirates 57-23. And Ron, I'm going to tell you, for the next six times these two teams play, the result's going to look just like this. This is going to be a four-year run of Warriors dominating Pirates in girls basketball.
Yeah.
And my guess is there won't be a close game in those 4 years.
They're the third place team in the league, aren't they?
Maybe not. I think so. They're 1-6. I don't know who else. I don't know. Who's beat whom? I can look here in a second, figure it out. Right out on top, Nisley. Works to Scharf. Down low.
Got
back to Wilson. And she gets it again. Ron giving away the plot line there, but it's the same play three times in a row, Ron. Almost like the timeout didn't make any difference. Well, Pirates with the ball out on top. Taylor Wilson down low. Quinlan back out to Guthrie. Steps to her left. Skip pass over Oliveira for three. Buries it. She's got seven.
Nothing.
And another timeout.
They won't even make the league playoffs there.
You got them?
Yeah.
So it's the Warriors 7-0, 8-0 after this game. Sandingham Christian 7-1.
Pirates.
Why did they have an extra game?
That's well, we had a bye.
They've got nine. What in the world is going on? Taft 5-4.
Sheridan. They played Monday. Sheridan and played Monday.
Down low there.
Just a minute.
Let's go to the Pirates.
Ron's working with some technology here for us.
Sheridan and Taft played Monday last night.
They've got nine games in. So right now it's Amity, Sandingham Christian, Taft, and then Jefferson could make the playoffs. Well, they will make the playoffs.
Five.
Sheridan and Jefferson right now would play. Then Taft and Sandingham would play. The loser of Taft Sandingham would play the winner of Jefferson Sheridan, and then Amity would play the winner of Sandingham and Taft, which would be Sandingham. It's going to be Amity Sandingham on that Saturday.
Right.
Amity's going to get a full week off though, because they'll play the Saturday before. Warriors with the ball, minute 30 to go. On top, right out. High post, Wilson. Strong with it. Trying to figure out what to do. Oh, and then she got stripped from behind by Quinlan. Quinlan to Wilson. Cross court, Guthrie, jump ball.
There ball.
Wilson jump helps ball. Her back up. Right out also. Minute 5 and counting to go here in the fourth quarter. Those playoffs are going to be, I believe, for the Warriors. That Saturday will be the 18th. There's a missed three. Kendall with another board. Throws it ahead. 80, bounce pass to Scharf. Scharf rumbling down with a left hand up. Misses everything but the backboard. Right out, knocks it loose. Jump ball. That'll be Warriors basketball with 40 seconds to go and the
jump
clock running. 59-26, unless the Warriors score again, which they might here. Jed calls out a play. He's not just getting it in. Right to Scharf. Scharf, misses. She did a little up and under instead of just an up. Ends up back in the hands of 80. 80 gets the lay-in. She's got 12 in the game. And that will be probably the final score, 61-26, unless they bury a quick jumper here.
They might turn it over again.
Taylor Wilson on the left wing with 5 seconds. Guthrie drives baseline. She's fouled. That will do it. Except they'll get to shoot one and one if they shoot these. Nope. Not going to shoot them. Final score. Amity 61, Dayton 26. We'll be right back with some final numbers from this girls' varsity game. Final score. That is loud, isn't it, folks? Final score from Amity High School. Warriors 61, the Dayton Pirate Girls 26. Warriors were led tonight by Alyssa McMullen with 12 points, Aiden Isaac with 12. Eliza had 9, Sarah Grove had 8, 6 for Kylie Wilson, 4 each for Ellie McMullen and Megan Sharp, 3 for Kylie Kendall, 3 for Maya Hollersbaugh, 12 points for Baylen Guthrie to lead the way for the Pirates. Warriors with a dominating performance after the first about 6 minutes of the game. They just absolutely took over and put this thing, it was a no-doubter from that point on. All right. Warriors, with the win, they move to 8-0 in league, 16-3 overall. They will remain the fourth-ranked team in the state. We will take a break for a few minutes and be back with a little pregame for the boys' action between the number two Dayton Pirate, or number three Dayton Pirates, and the number 13 Amity Warriors. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to have a little dead air as we switch to a new recording, and then we'll be back after some music and some commercials. Don't go anywhere.